Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. We are now concluding our sermon series in the book of Job, Suffering and the Sovereignty of God. Kung hindi niyo po napapanood o napapakinggan ang previous sermons po natin, I encourage you to go back and listen to them. Now, the book of Job magnifies God's sovereignty over all creation, over all circumstances, and this same God is worthy of praise. We've learned sa chapter 1 and 2 na si Job ay isang mama na may takot sa Diyos, isang mama po na matuwid, a worshiper of Yahweh. He turns away from evil. He is a blameless believer. Pinaintulutan ng Diyos si Satan to afflict his life, and so Job suffered series of heartbreaking losses. Ang pagkawala lahat ng kanyang pinagkakakitaan, ang pagkapanaw lahat ng sampu niyang anak ng sabay-sabay, ang pagkawala ng kanyang katanyagan at kayamanan, at kasama pa roon na tinamaan ang kanyang kalusugan ng matinding karamdaman. Job grieved, he mourned, and yet despite all of these, Job did not curse God. He kept the faith. He worshipped God. He trusted God, even if he did not understand. Job, in his intense sufferings, in chapter 3, broke his silence and lamented. And in his despair, he desired death. And from chapters 4 hanggang 31, his friends were insisting na, Job, kaya ka nagkakaganyan kasi may tinatago kang kasalanan. Isuko mo na yan, Job. But Job kept his innocence. At sa chapters 32 to 37, ang mas batang kaibigan ni Job na si Elihu ay pinagalitan po si Job kasi he accused God of wrongdoing. At ganun pa man ay pinagalitan niya rin yung tatlo nilang kaibigan because they have found no way to refute Job and yet had condemned him. At marahil habang nagsasalita si Elihu, I could have imagined na may dumating na isang malakas na bagyo. Pero mga kaibigan, itong bagyo na ito ay hindi isang ordinaryong bagyo. Kung hindi ito ay ang nagbabadyang presensya ng Diyos. Ito na marahil ang appointment na matagal nang hinahanap o inaantay ni Job sa Panginoon. Minsan, ang akala natin when God speaks to our suffering, ay magiging gentle siya sa atin to comfort us. Bagamat ginagawa naman po ng Panginoon yon, pero minsan the most comforting way that God speaks to our suffering is when He puts us in the right place. When He puts us in the right place. When He reminds us that He is God and we are not. Ang main point po natin ngayong hapon na ito is this. Growing knowledge of God leads us to fear God and trust Him more. Growing knowledge of God leads us to trust God, leads us to fear God and trust Him more. We have 3 points po para sa passage natin ngayong hapon na ito. Number 1, God's first dialogue with Job. Number 2, God's second dialogue with Job. And number 3, God's deliverance of Job and his friends. Number 1, God's first dialogue with Job. For the past 18 chapters, akala ni Job na punong-puno po siya ng kaalaman dahil sa mga tanong na binitawan niya sa Diyos. Gusto niya magpaliwanag ang Diyos sa kanya. Paliwanag ng Diyos kung bakit nagkakaganon ang kanyang kalagayan. He was placing himself as judge over God. As if sinasabi niya, Lord, you have some explaining to do. Hindi dapat nangyayari sa akin to. Nagpakita ang Diyos, but not as a defendant, but as a judge. Simula sa chapter 38, God spoke, and this time, it was God who asked Job. It was God who does the questioning. Let's read chapter 38, verses 1 to 3. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you and you make it known to me. Parang sinasabi ng Diyos, sino itong nagmamarunong sa harapan ko na wala naman nalalaman? Sige, magpakalalaki ka at ilabas mo lahat ng nalalaman mo dahil tatanungin kita, susunod-sunodin ko yung tanong ko sa iyo. Parang yun ang sinasabi ng Panginoon kay Job. Yun ang hamon ng Job. Nang Diyos kay Job. So sa chapters 38 verses 4 hanggang 38, God asked Job series of questions from the realm of creation. Doon din nila ng Panginoon yung usapan sa creation. Let's read chapter 38 verses 4 to 7. Where were you when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding. Who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched the line upon it? On what were its bases sunk? Or what laid its cornerstone? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy? Job, nasaan ka nung nilikha ko ang mundo? Nandun ka ba? Sino sa tingin mo lumikha lahat ng mga ito? Malamang siguro alam mo to. Nasaan ka nung nag-aawitan ng mga anghel sa tuwa? Job, wala ka doon. Pero ako nandun. Nandun ako, Job. Let's read verses 8 to 12 of chapter 38. Or who shut in the sea with doors when it burst out from the womb? When I made cloud its garments and thick darkness and swaddling band, and prescribed limits for it and set bars and doors, and said, thus far shall you come, and no farther hear your proud waves be stayed. Have you commanded the morning since your days began and caused the dawn to know its place? Para sa sabi ng Panginoon dito, Job, pag-usapan natin kung paano ko nilikha ang karagatan at kung paano ko siya hiniwalay sa kalangitan. Nandun ka ba na nangyayari yon? Alam mo ba yung kung paano nagawa? Alam ko, Job eh. Alam mo bakit? Kasi akong gumawa ng Job. Akong may kaalaman at kapangyarihan gawin yon, hindi ikaw. So verse 12, sinasabi ng Diyos, Job, ikaw ba ang tapat na nagpapasikat at nagpapalubog ng araw? Ikaw ba nagpapasikat ang araw at nagpapalubog? Job, yun ba yung ginagawa mo? Hindi, Job. Hindi yun ang ginagawa mo. Ako ang gumagawa nun. Ako ang tapat na gumagawa nun araw-araw. Tapat kong ginagawa yun. Friends, for those of us who are suffering and enduring pain right now, if we're going to look at verse 12, this should provide comfort to you. Knowing na isa sa palatandaan ng pag-ibig at katapatan ng Diyos sa atin ay ang masaksihan natin ang pagsikat ng araw. Alam ko minsan pag nagigising na lang tayo ng umaga ay parang normal na lang. Parang wala lang. Pero kailangan ho natin maunawaan, ito'y isang larawan ng pag-ibig at katapatan ng Diyos. Kapag ikaw ay nagkaroon ng pagkakataon muli makita ang light of day. Lamentations, chapter 3, verses 22 to 24. I will read this sa NIV, or New International Version. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. Friends, maybe you're that person na ayaw mo matulog dahil napapaniginipan mo ang iyong problema, or ayaw mo magising kasi parang paulit-ulit na naman itong haharapin itong mga kabigatan na to, and you feel that every day is the same. Every day, you will face the same sorrows and fears and anxieties and hurts and pain. Friends, remember, each day has its own mercies. God does not bring us yesterday's leftovers. Lamentations chapter 3 here is saying God's mercies are always fresh every morning. You know what this means? This means yesterday's mercies are designed for yesterday. And today's mercies are designed for today. So ito ho ibig sabihin nito, mga kaibigan. There are fresh mercies, fresh strength, fresh wisdom, fresh graces from the Lord to you today. They are new every morning. Trust in this promise, friends. Trust in this powerful God, this merciful and faithful God. Balik po tayo sa Job chapter 38. Let's read verses 19 to 21. Where is the way to the dwelling of light? And where is the place of darkness, that you may take it to its territory, and that you may discern the paths to its home? You know, for you were born then, and the number of your days is great. Pansin niyo ba yung paggamit ng Diyos dito ng sarcasm kay Job? Para sa sabi niya, malamang alam mo kung paano ko nilikha ang daigdig. Job, malamang alam mo yun kasi alam ko nandun ka na siguro nung time na yun. Buhay ka na siguro, no? Siguro matanda ka na. Nakita mo siguro yun. Chapter 38, verse 31. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades or loose the cords of Orion? Now, sa part na ito, God talks about the cosmos or the galaxy kay Job. Hinahamon ng Diyos ang kaalaman ni Job patungkol sa lawak at laki ng kalawakan. Kahit tayo sa panahon ng technological advancements na meron tayo, hanggang ngayon po ay hindi pa din natin lubos na maunawaan na sukatin ang ating galaxy. Hanggang ngayon, mahirap pa rin po. Last month, NASA celebrated the Hubble Telescope's 30 years of operation. Familiar ho ba kayo ron sa Hubble Telescope? Now, a Hubble Telescope is a space telescope na kasing laki ho ng school bus that orbits our planet and takes images of billions upon billions of planets and galaxies and stars from trillions and trillions of miles away. At from there, binabalik nila sa Earth yung mga images na yon. Now, we need to know that the stars we see in the night ay hindi talaga twinkle, twinkle, little star. They're ginormous galaxies and solar systems. Just a fun fact, do you know we know that the sun is the biggest sphere sa ating solar system. And here's a fun fact, do you know that we can fit 1.3 million Earths sa loob ng ating sun? That's amazing. But you know what's truly mind-blowing? That our sun is not even the biggest star sa buong galaxy. Someone discovered na meron hong yung pinakamalaking sun sa buong galaxy. At they called it UY Scuti. And this is how big this monster is. Where in UY Scuti na star or sun, you can fit 3.69 of Earth's sun sa loob ng isang higanteng araw na ito. Wow! It's hard to fathom that. But you know what? This is like 489 trillion Earths sa isang higanting araw na ito. This is unimaginable. The vastness of space, of its planets, is unfathomable. How innumerable are these stars? How humongous are these planets? And although Job has limited knowledge about these, he acknowledges it. Sabi sa Job chapter 9, verse 8, God who alone stretched out the heavens, siya nagpalawak ng kalangitan. Isaiah expresses the same thing sa chapter 42, verse 5. Thus say God, the Lord who created the heavens and stretched them out. Sabi naman ni David sa Psalm 147, verse 45, He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is the Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. Friends, the universe and the billions of stars are nothing more but just the fingers of God. That's how great our God is. God is saying, if you think the galaxy is great, well, they're just my fingers. Psalm chapter 8, verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which have set in place. God is sovereign over all the galaxies of stars in the cosmos. They move, they disappear, they explode accordance to God's bidding. Wala pong gagalaw na planeta unless nahayaan ng Panginoon. Mga kaibigan, kung nagsastruggle ka sa pride, dahil sa mga achievements mo, sa kaalaman na meron ka, sa estado, parangal, or accomplishments mo sa buhay, listen, meditating on the greatness of God should cause us to humble ourselves before Him. Lahat ng ating mga na-attain o narating sa buhay na pinagmamalaki nating madalas sa iba at kinahahangaan ng iba ay isang malaking katatawanan sa harap ng isang dakilang Diyos. Our size in the cosmos is insignificant. Meditating on the grandeur of heavens should make us feel small. It should humble us before our great Creator. This, my friends, and with his limited understanding of these, humbled Job. God asked questions about the realm of creation. Now God asked series of questions in the realm of the animal kingdom. Dito naman niya dinala si Job. Let's move to chapter 39, verse 1 to 5 and 9. Do you know the mountain goats give birth? Do you observe the calving of the dust? Can you number the months that they fulfill? And do you know the time when they give birth, when they crouch, bring forth their offspring, and are delivered of their young? Their young ones become strong. They grow up in the open. They go out and do not return to them. Who has let the wild donkey go free? Who has loosed the bonds of the swift donkey? Verse 9. Is the wild ox willing to serve you? Will he spend the night at your manger? Ano sinasabi ho ng Diyos dito? Job, sino may kapangyarihan to cause conception and give birth sa lahat ng mga animals sa mundo? Ikaw ba yan, Job? Alam mo ba kung paano nangyayari ito? Malamang hindi. Who gives them life? Who takes their lives? Kaya mo bang kontrolin at gawing alaga mo ang mga mababangis na hayop na ito? Again, these are rhetorical questions that only has one answer. Hindi. Chapter 39, verse 13 to 17. The wings of the ostrich wave proudly, but are they the pinions and plumage of love? For she leaves her eggs to the earth and lets them be warmed on the ground, forgetting that a foot may crush them and that the wild beast may trample them. She deals cruelly with her young, as if they were not hers. Though her labor be in vain, yet she has no fear, because God has made her forget wisdom and give her no share in the understanding. Let's talk about ostriches. Did you know that ostriches are not smart animals? Actually, they have very big eyes. Yung mga mata nila sa sobrang laki, I think their size sila is 5 centimeters in diameter. Halos kasing laki niya yung isang bola ng bilyar. But here's one fun fact. Mas malaki pa ang kanyang mga mata kesa sa utak niya. It is a dumb animal. But God is telling Job, I, Job, created it to be that way. That's amazing. Anong reason? I have no idea. But God made it that way. The point is that God is showing Job his power, his creativity, and wisdom in how he providentially cares for this dumb animal. God cares for that dumb animal. Friends, if God cares for a dumb animal like the ostrich, don't you think that He would care for you? You who have been created in His image? Ikaw na anak ng Diyos? Itong 2 chapters na ito, God lays to Job 40 rhetorical questions. Saan ang dahilan? Well, maybe God is trying to engage Job, helping him to process yung kanyang sinabi, helping him to meditate. Meditate on what, Pastor? Ito. To meditate that God is God and He is not. God is God, Job is not. God is the creator, Job is the created. Ganun po yung level na pinapakita, ang layo ng dalawa ng pinapakita ng Diyos kay Job. Chapter 40, verses 1 to 2. And the Lord said to Job, "Shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer." Now God is asking Job to answer lahat ng mga tanong na tinanong niya sa kanya. Job has implied throughout this book since chapter 3 na he knows better about his suffering kaysa sa Panginoon. He accused God of treating him wrongly, na wala siyang ginagawang mali pero parang he does not deserve yung suffering na kanyang pinagdadaanan. Yan yung argument ni Job. God lays 40 rhetorical questions to Job for him to know that he has the wisdom, that God has the wisdom, that God has the power, that God has the might, that God has the passion to create all of these to existence and sustain them all in His rule. He's saying, Job, you are a creature. I am the great creator, the great designer. Job, I am God and you are not. Friends, this is a good humbling reminder sa atin, sa lahat ng pinagdadaanan natin yan, and we think that God is being unfair sa atin. Listen to this. You're not God. God is God. And He knows what He is doing. And if God was saying, Job, kapiranggut lang ang nalalaman mo sa physical world na to, pero hindi mo kayang paliwanag sa akin, paano mo pa malalaman, paano mo pa mapapaliwanag sa akin yung mga things of the spiritual realm? Friends, for those of you who are facing hardships and are suffering, what do you know about your suffering that God does not know about? Lahat ng paghihirap na dinaranas mo, lahat ng mga luha na bumabagsak sa iyong pisngi, lahat ng mga oras na hindi ka makatulog, sa lahat ng mga heartaches na nararanasan mo ngayon because someone, a loved one left you or someone you have lost. Sa lahat ng rejection, sa lahat ng dejection, sa lahat ng mga injustices that you are experiencing, that the sovereign God has orchestrated, listen to this, you and I have no right to question God's goodness. We have no right to contend against God. Dahil Diyos siya. We have no right to be judged over Him. We have no idea kung ano ang grand plan ng Panginoon. Friends, we should be reminded of our place. Lumugar ka. Lumugar tayo. He is omniscient and we are not, and so is Job. God's omniscience exposed Job's ignorance. So Job confesses his wrong. Look at chapter 40, verse 3 to 5. Then Job answered the Lord and said, "Behold, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once and I will not answer. Twice, but I will proceed no further. Nung sinagot ni Job ang kanyang mga kaibigan, feeling niya na mas marami siyang alam kesa sa mga kaibigan niya, kaya niya napatahimik ito. Pero noong Diyos na ang nagsalita, nakita niya na wala pala siya talagang tunay na kaalaman. Hindi pala niya tunay na ganun, hindi pala ganun kalalim ang pagkakilala niya sa Diyos. Kaya siya naman ang tumahimik. God's wisdom and might is greater than Job's. It's greater than ours. Sabi sa Isaiah 55 verse 8 to 9, for those of you na nagsasabi na mas maganda ang plano ko, Lord, bakit di mo tinuloy? Here's what it says, Isaiah 55, 8 to 9, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, and so my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 25, for the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Job was humbled after this. He was humbled, and he is learning the fundamental lesson of life. At ano po yung fundamental lesson ng life? This is it. It is the difference of our place compared to God. Job embraced this truth about God. And what is that truth? That God is greater than Job. Friends, God is greater than us. God's plans are better than ours. God's ways have more wisdom than ours. Job has misjudged God. So ang ginawa ng Diyos, he revealed to Job his sin. He revealed it. Itong sin ni Job, ano? Nakalimot si Job that God is greater than him. What God is telling Job is, as the creator of all things, Job, you are powerless. God reveals what Job lacks. And what does Job lack? The true knowledge of the creator God. But God was not done with Job. God doesn't want Job to stop complaining and contending. Hindi lang ang gusto ng Panginoon. Ang gusto ng Panginoon kay Job that he would repent. And so we move now sa ating second dialogue ng Panginoon at ni Job. Number two, God's second dialogue with Job. Let's read chapter 40, verse 6 to 10. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, dress for action like a man. I will question you and you make it known to me. Will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be right? Have you an arm like God and you thunder with a voice like His? Adorn yourself with majesty and dignity. Clothe yourself with glory and splendor. Pour out the overflowings of your anger and look on everyone who is proud and abase him. God continues to question Job dito. As if God was saying, Job, ginagawa mo ba ako mukhang mali para magmukha kang tama? Yung bang ginagawa mo, Job? Job, actually, yun ang ginagawa mo ni Job. Job was justifying himself at God's expense. As if God is saying, Job, do you think you can execute justice better than I can? Job, are you saying that you are a better judge kesa sa akin? Now, we need to understand that God can say these things not just because that He is God, but it's because the truth is He is outside the place in where we can judge Him. Walang kahit anong batas ang pwedeng sumakop sa Kanya upang suriin ang Diyos. Siya ang lumikha ng ating pag-iisip upang mangatwiran. Siya po ang nagbigay ng ating pag-iisip upang tayo maghatol. Now, sa papaanong paraan natin pwedeng i-judge ang Diyos? Ano ang ating basihan? To what standards are we to judge God? And the answer is none. At yun din ang sagot ni Job, none. We saw that God is omniscient or all-knowing, But in the next 44 verses, we will see that God is omnipotent, which is God is all-powerful. As we describe, itong gagawin ng Panginoon, He will be describing two enormous beasts in the land, and that is Leviathan and Behemoth. Let's look at chapter 40, verse 15 to 20. Behold, Behemoth, which I made as I made you, he eats grass like an ox. Behold, his strength is his loins, and his power in the muscles of his belly. He makes his tail stiff like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are knit together. His bones are tubes of bronze, his limbs like a bar of iron. He is the first of the works of God. Let him who made him bring near his sword, for the mountains yield food for him, and where all the wild beasts play. Behemoth was a great beast of the land. At itong halimaw na to ay kinakatakutan ng lahat. It is humongous. It is insanely strong. No one would challenge this animal. Sabi sa verse 19, nabanggit po dito that he is the first of the works of God. So ano ibig sabihin nun? Ibig sabihin ba ito yung unang animal na likha ng Panginoon? Hindi po yun ang sinasabi niya. It's more of its preeminent or preeminence, which means this animal surpasses all land animals. It's the most powerful of them all. So ang tanong, ano ba yung animal na yun, Pastor? Well, some scholars believe na it is some sort of a gigantic hippopotamus. Hindi normal ang laki at lakas. While some say it's a plant-eating dinosaur, a brontosaurus ang gula ng iba. But whatever this is, God created it to be powerful, to be dreadful, that no one dares to challenge. If Behemoth is the monster, is the powerful monster of the land, si Leviathan naman is the powerful monster in the sea. Basahin po natin in chapter 41, verses 1 to 10. Can you draw out Leviathan with a fish hook or press down his tongue with a cord? Can you put a rope in his nose or pierce his jaw with a hook? Will he make many pleas to you? Will he speak to you soft words? Will he make a covenant with you to take him for your servant forever? Will you play with him as with a bird, or will you put him on a leash for your girls? Will traders bargain over him? Will they divide him up among the merchants? Can you fill his skin with harpoons or his head with fishing spears? Verse 9. Behold, the hope of man is false. He is laid low even at the sight of him. Verse 10, no one is so fierce that he dares to stir him up. Who then is he who can stand before me? Verse 22, in his neck abides strength and terror dances before him. Verse 25, when he raises himself up, the mighty are afraid. At the crashing, they are beside themselves. Verse 34, he sees everything that is high. He is king over all the sons of pride. Now, ano ba tong Leviathan na to? Well, some say that Leviathan is some kind of a prehistoric crocodile, or a giant crocodile. Well, some say that he is a sea dragon. But the point is, walang makapag-control dito. Masyado ito mapanganib, masyado ito mabangis, walang kayang kumumpronta ng halimaw na ito. Now, bakit nabanggit ng Panginoon ang dalawang mababangis na hayop na ito? God's point is this, that no matter how strong, no matter how fierce, no matter how dangerous and terrifying ang dalawang halimaw na ito, mas malakas, mas mabangis, mas mapanganib at mas nakakatakot ang Diyos na lumikha sa kanila. Yun ang sinasabi ng Panginoon kay Job. Kasi pag sinabi ng Leviathan, Behemoth noon time ni Job, they know these as two terrifying creatures. And all of a sudden, God says them, well, tells this that, you know what? I'm more terrifying. I'm more fierce. I'm more dangerous. Job. and my creation. And God also said na siya lang ang tanging Diyos ang kayang kumontrol ng mga animals na ito. Siya lang ang tanging Diyos na pwedeng pumaslang sa mga ito. He is sovereign over all His created beings. God is Lord of everything, so Job cannot accuse Him of anything. You do not have knowledge, Job. You do not have wisdom, Job. You do not have power, Job, like God. And so God, from this part, concluded His speech. Nung panahon na yon, people think about these beasts as something that is great or greater. Sa wisdom literature, ang mga manunulat ay gumagamit po ng mga pictures that has greater meaning or representation upang ipahayag ang nais nilang ipaliwanag o ilarawan. So now, sa ancient Near Mid-Eastern mythology, ang Leviathan at saka Behemoth represents divine power. Si Behemoth represents Mot, the Canaanite god of destruction that devours everything. It is an enemy of all creation. Sa Isaiah chapter 21, verse 1, si Leviathan naman ay sagisag ng kasamaan or represents evil na nais wasakin ng mga Israelita. Si Pharaoh was likened as Leviathan sa Ezekiel chapter 29, which represents evil. Sa Revelation chapter 12 naman, it talks about Satan and the dragon and serpent. Now, pagdating naman po sa Genesis chapter 3, back up tayo ng konti, si Satan ang nasa likod ng serpent sa Garden of Eden. Now, to make it clear, Behemoth represents death. Leviathan represents evil, or si Satan. These two has been tormenting Job. God is saying this to Job. Job, Satan, and death cannot do anything without my approval. Even these two types of darkness are under my sovereign rule. Ang kamatayan at ang kaaway na si Satanas ay nasa ilalim pa rin ng rule ng Panginoon. As we have read sa chapters 1 and 2 ng Book of Job. Death and Satan was hunting Job like us. Walang nakakataka sa kanilang mga atake. Ngunit walang kakayanan ng mga ito kung hindi pahihintulutan ng Diyos. Death and Satan and sin are destined to be destroyed. According sa chapter 40, verse 19, na binasa natin kanina, God has a sword to put Behemoth to death. And as for Leviathan, ayon sa Isaiah chapter 27, parurusaan at pupuksan ito ng Diyos. God has a sword for Leviathan and Behemoth, a sword to destroy them. After this, God concluded His dialogue with Job, and Job was humbled and he repented. And we see that in chapter 42, verse 1 to 6. Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel with knowledge? Therefore I have uttered what I did not understand, things too wonderful for me, which I did not know. Hear, and I will speak, I will question you, and you make it known to me. Pansinin ninyo na hindi niya sinasabi, sa wakas, at least ngayon alam ko na yung dahilan kung bakit ako nakaranas ng ganitong klaseng paghirap. Hindi yung sinasabi po ni Job dito. Ang totoo niyan, hindi naman sinagot ng Panginoon ang katanungan ni Job. Hindi. Nagpakita ang Diyos kay Job through a whirlwind at sa apat na chapters nagbitaw ng series ng rhetorical questions. He spoke. God's revelation kay Job was so profound that Job repented of his sin. Chapter 42, verse 6 to 5. I had heard of you by the hearing of the ear, but now my eyes see you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. God's verbal revelation has changed Job's perspective, has increased Job's knowledge about God, has deepened his understanding of his Creator. Mga kapatid sa Panginoon, hindi ba ganito ang ginagawa ng salita ng Diyos sa atin, the Bible, in a regular basis, every time we hear and read it? Ang salita ng Diyos ang siyang nagbubukas ng ating puso't isipan upang gampanan ang dalawang bagay. Una, upang mas makilala natin kung sino ba talaga yung Diyos na ito. God's Word reveals to us who the God of the Bible is. I read the Bible sa aking pamangkin almost every Saturday morning through the Zoom. There was a part sa aming discussion na nabanggit ko that God is holy, therefore He is angry towards sinners. Nung sinabi ko yung part na yun sa aking pamangkin, his eyes popped out in surprise. And he goes, nagagalit ba ang Diyos? Di ba mali yun? Di ba dapat hindi nagagalit ang Diyos? Then I explained, yes. And I said, God is angry towards sinners every day, because He cannot be happy with sin. Because God is holy, and sin goes against the character of God. Nung sinasabi ko at pinapaliwanag ko sa kanya yun, I said, I'm saying this figurative, I saw the wheels turning sa kanyang pag-iisip. And because there was an increase, now he has this increased knowledge of God that caused him to fear God. I saw the light in his eyes of a light of understanding. He goes, so God is angry towards sin because He is holy. Friends, a growing knowledge of God doesn't just upload our minds with data or information. No. A growing knowledge of God transforms our hearts. It leads us to actual change. A growing knowledge of God leads us to fear God more and trust Him more. Ang salita ng Diyos ay siyang nagbubukas ng ating puso't isipan. Una, para mas makilala natin kung sino ang Diyos na to. Pangalawa, upang mas makilala natin kung sino ba talaga tayo. You want to know more about yourself, then you need to know your Creator. When God revealed Himself through His spoken word, Job saw God's greatness and Job saw his fallenness. This is God's kindness kay Job. God's kindness kay Job is when He revealed to Job his sin. And when God revealed Job his sin, the Spirit of God worked in his heart and he repented. Pinagsisihan ni Job ang kanyang pagkakamali o kasalanan. Friends, it is God's kindness to us when He reveals us our sins through His Word in order for us to confess, to feel sorrow over it, at talikuran ang mga ito in repentance. Friends, what sin did God reveal to you this past days through His Word? A sin na kailangan mo ng kamunghian. A sin na kailangan mo ng pagdirian. A sin na dapat nagbibigay ng malalim na kalungkutan sa iyo na kailangan mo ng talikuran. Napapansin mo ba na may mga bagay tayo na sinasabi at ginagawa para lamang mapansin, para lamang magustuhan, para lamang makatuwaan tayo ng iba? Napansin niyo ba yon? Ginagawa natin to in hopes na ma-win natin ang favor nila, mabigyan tayo ng parangal, ng affirmation, ng appreciation. Alam niyo po ba ang tawag doon? Ang tawag po doon ay fear of man. Ang tawag po doon ay peer pressure. Ang tawag po doon ay codependency. And it is very enslaving. It is very paralyzing if nilalamon po tayo ng fear of man. So, Pastor, anong antidote ng fear of man? Well, the antidote is a growing fear of God. A growing fear of God. Knowing this God of, knowing that God should reign over our hearts. Now, let me give you five practical ways in order for us to increase our fear, a healthy fear sa Panginoon. Una, feed your minds with God's Word. Feed your minds with God's Word. Know this God of the Bible, who He is and what He has done, and be amazed. Memorize Scripture, meditate Scripture, speak Scripture, and live Scripture. And from there, we will be growing in our fear, and our affections are raised sa Panginoon. Second, feed your souls with God's greatness. Feed your souls with God's greatness. Paano? By meditating on the attributes of God. That this God is sovereign. That this God is holy. That this God is just and righteous and loving and kind. As we contemplate His majestic greatness, friends, it humbles us. And it magnifies God. And as you meditate on God's attributes, number three, remind yourself of God's forgiveness. Remind yourself of God's forgiveness. Isipin nyo, knowing, as you meditate on God's holiness and greatness and God of a just God, this very same God granted forgiveness of our sins because of the death of His Son, Jesus Christ, in our place. Fourth, walk with people who fears God. Walk with people who fears God. We need models. I'm not talking about fashion models. I'm talking about people who will model Christ-likeness. People who we will look at, follow. As Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. We need people like that. And that's what we call discipleship. Discipleship is helping people follow Jesus. Friends, are you part of a discipleship group? Are you part of a one-on-one discipleship relationship with someone's at church, at Crossroads? If not, and if you want to be part of that, please reach out to us elders. We would definitely introduce men and women to you who will walk alongside you to help you follow Jesus with them. Five, pray for an increased fear of God. Pray for an increased fear of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 says, ask and it will be given to you. Or let's put that in the negative. James chapter 4, verse 2, you do not have because you do not ask. Hilingin po natin sa Panginoon araw-araw na mas lumalim yung takot natin sa Kanya. That we would have a deeper desire to obey Him, a deeper desire to live for His glory. That it would be our joy. Through God's spoken word, Job was humbled, and his fear of the Lord increased that led him to genuine repentance. Notice, hindi sinabi ni Job na siya ay guilty sa mga kasalanan na inakusa sa kanya ng kanyang mga kaibigan. Hindi po. Tandaan natin na ang sinasabi ng mga kaibigan ni Job ay kaya siya nagdudusa dahil may mga tinatago siyang kasalanan, which was not the case. No. Job repents of not knowing the real God better. Because he was assuming na ito ang Diyos, which is hindi naman. That's why God revealed himself through his spoken word, which is also true sa atin ngayon. Which leads me to ask you the question, friends, does the God that you worship, does the God that you know, the God of the Bible, if He is not the God of the Bible, then that is not a God at all. Third, God's deliverance of Job and his friends. Let's read chapter 42, verses 7 to 9, 8. After the Lord had spoken these words to Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite,
My anger burns against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me with what is right, as my servant Job has. Now therefore take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and offer up a burnt offering for yourselves. And my servant Job shall pray for you, for I will accept his prayer, not to deal with you according to your folly. For you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. Kind of meditating on that. Do you hear this? That God hates to be misrepresented. So we need to be careful kung ano ba talaga ang kung biblical ba ang pagkakilala natin sa ating Diyos. Now, pagkatapos, ang nakakatawa lang ho dito, no? Pagkatapos ng lahat ng kaharasan, lahat ng slander, lahat ng mga maling akusasyon na binato ng mga kaibigan ni Job sa kanila, si Job pala mismo ang daan para sila ay mapatawad. God wants Job to mediate for his friends by praying for them. So sa paanong paraan ng mga kaibigan niya mapapatawad dito? Well, clearly it says sa mga verses na to that there should be a blood sacrifice, a sacrifice ng animal. Ang requirements, 7 bulls, 7 rams, para sa burnt offering to be performed by them and to be prayed, praise sila ni Job. Job here served as a mediator. Now, compare po natin ito, yung chapter 42, verse 7 to 8, sa New Testament passage na Hebrews chapter 10 verse 4. Ito ang sinabi, for it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sin. Now, teka muna. Hindi ba parang kinokontra ng Bible ang Bible? Sabi na nga ba, ibang story ng Old Testament, ibang story ng New Testament, kaya dapat doon lang tayo sa New Testament? Yung ba yung pastor? Nope. So, ito po yan. Okay? Ang animal sacrifices, yes, hindi talaga ho siya nakakahugas ng kasalanan. Okay? So, tanong, para saan ho ba ito? Well, because these animal sacrifices are pointers. They are pointers. They point to a much greater sacrifice that will happen. A sacrifice na hindi na kailangan na paulit-ulit gawin. A sacrifice that would one day will finally deal with sin. Friends, the greater sacrifice is Jesus. Jesus is the sinless, spotless Lamb of God who He has sent to take away the sins of His people. This Jesus, like Job, was a blameless and upright man, one who feared God and turned away from evil. But unlike Job, Jesus never sinned, nor did he tempt anyone to sin. Like Job, he was slandered, falsely accused of a crime that he did not commit. He was despised and rejected, humiliated, scorned, and was crucified by the people that he came to save. Do you remember in Job chapter 40, verse 19, and Isaiah 27, na sinabi that God has a sword for Leviathan and Behemoth, a sword that will destroy sin, a sword that will destroy death and Satan? Man, here's the sword, friends. The sword, friends, fell on Jesus. The sword of God's wrath as he was crucified. God, the judge, has put Job in the dock for questioning, but Jesus was placed on the cross and was judged by God for our sins. Kagaya ng sinabi sa Colossians chapter 2, verse 15, He, Jesus, disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in Him. Jesus killed Leviathan, the symbol of sin and Satan, when he was nailed on that cross. Jesus destroyed Behemoth, the symbol of death, when he rose on the third day. And this is the wonderful news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those who repent from their sins and trust in Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross will be saved, will be justified, will be forgiven. And those who repent from their sins and trusted Jesus can confidently say, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, I urge you, repent from your sins. Repent from your sins. Repent from your self-righteousness. And trust Jesus Christ, the ultimate sacrifice, the mediator between man and God for your salvation. Chapter 42, verse 10 to 17, we see God restored Job's fortune twice as much that he had before. God restored his relationships. Nakikita po natin dyan. His siblings comforted him and came. God blessed him with children. Same numbers. Pitong lalaki, tatlong babae. So, Pastor, ang ibig sabihin po pala na yun, kapag tayo po ay may pinagdadaanan na pagsubok, pag tayo po ay may pinagdadaanan na suffering, dapat i-endure lang natin, dapat pagtiwala tayo sa Panginoon, dapat kumapit lang tayo kasi ang kapalit niya ay doble o higit. Tama? Tama ba? Kaya kailangan mag-endure ako pa kasi alam ko, kagaya ng story ni Job, ay babalik po yan. Well, here's the sad truth, okay? If yun po yung hopes ninyo, let me burst your bubble. It doesn't always turn out like this. So, ang sagot ko po dyan ay hindi. Okay? Nirestore ni ng Diyos si Job dahil sa kanyang free gift of grace. Job was undeserving, but God granted it. Tandaan natin, nagkasala si Job sa Diyos, but God, by His grace, free grace, had lavished His love upon kay Job that caused Job to repent from his sins. Isn't that like our God? And God blessed him more. He blessed the undeserving. Which reminds me of James chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and perfect gift comes from God, the Father of lights. Note mga kapatid, ang lahat ng pain, ng pagkawala ng kanyang... I just want to be realistic ko pagdating ko sa suffering. Ano? So, lahat ng pain, ng pagkawala ng anak ni Job, lahat ng mga alaala niya ng kanyang sufferings, here's the truth, hindi po lahat nawala ito. Nandun pa din. Just imagine, tuwing nagkakapantal o nangangati ang balat ni Job, natotraumatize na siya, na baka nagbalik na ang kanyang karamdaman. Just imagine, tuwing magpapaalam ang kanyang mga anak, nakakain sila magkakapatid sa isang bahay, just imagine him struggling by saying no, dahil naaalala niya yung mga naunang sampung anak. Friends, hindi ho, these things never fully went away. Job lived with this continued suffering in his heart and mind. At hindi niya alam, here's the thing, hindi niya alam kung bakit nangyari ang mga ito. He never get to know the answers to his why questions. Wala naman siyang kopya ng chapters 1 and 2. And friends, neither will you and me have that copy. Like I said last week, there's no personalized copy of chapters 1 and 2 para sa atin. We don't know. Mga kaibigan, hindi natin matatagpuan ang ating ultimate happiness sa mundo na ito. If you do, you will just be disappointed and pierce yourself with grief. Bilang mga tagasunod ng Panginoong Hesukristo, our ultimate joy and satisfaction are not found in the things of this world. No. For Christians, our greatest joy is found in knowing the real God, is found in having a relationship with the Savior, Jesus Christ. To live for Him, to die for Him, to suffer for Him, and because of the hopes that we would get to see Him one day face to face. Job's restoration is but a shadow of what we will have when we get to be with God in heaven. Mga kaibigan, if you are suffering right now at galit ka sa kalagayan mo ngayon, and you are demanding God to answer your why questions, I just want to encourage you, tayo po ay magpatuloy sa pananampalataya na nagtitiwala sa Diyos, not based on the why, but on the who. If you are suffering, if you are hurting, if you are discouraged, don't ask the why question, ask the who. Who was the one who suffered for you? Who died for you? Who brought you life? Who pulled you out of darkness into His glorious light? That's Jesus Christ. In Him we have hope. It is my prayer that we would continue to grow in our understanding, in our knowledge of who this God is, for His glory and for our good. Because growing knowledge of God leads us to fear God and trust Him more. Let us end this series in a prayer. Diyos Ama, salamat po sa pag-asa na meron kami kay Kristo. Knowing na ang aming suffering sa mundo ay may layunin at may sovereign na Diyos who is in control of them. Lord, help us like Job to suffer well. We pray that You would grant us the faith of Job, the gift of repentance, that we might humble ourselves before You and fix our eyes towards Jesus. Jesus Christ, may we not waste our suffering, but may You use it to deepen our knowledge and reliance to You. May You be honored and glorified sa aming buhay. Sa pangalan ng Panginoong Jesus. Amen.